The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Thursday, January 20th, and it's time for some bold predictions for the divisional round, the 2022 NFL playoffs. I don't really like that they say 2022 NFL playoffs because it's very confusing because it is about the 2021 season, but I digress. Make sure and subscribe. If you're listening, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the like button. If you're watching on YouTube, and go ahead and leave your bold prediction for the divisional round in the comments. You can also hit the alert button if you want to hang with us during a live show. Maybe you could be a part of a heated Cliff Kingsbury debate after a Monday Night Football wildcard game. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening anywhere, thank you for listening. But if you're listening on Spotify, there's a 5-star rating system, or there's a star rating system now. Give us a 5-star rating. Joining me to break down the divisional round, Ryan Wilson and John Breach. It's been too long, guys.
Yeah. Breach, my Steelers may have lost in the Super Wild Card weekend, but I beat you chumps in bowl predictions last week for the Super Wild Card weekend. 1.5 to 1. I think you guys tied at 1. I got 1.5, so I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll take the L because you know where I got the W was on the field where I want it, Wilson. And you know what's funny about Brinson saying that 2022 NFL playoffs is that I think that the little hamsters at Google are the reason that we call it the 2022 playoffs, the SEO. Ooh. Because if you look at information that the NFL hands out, they don't mention 2022 anywhere. If you look at NFL communications, if you look on NFL.com, their website, they call it the 2021 playoffs. But since everyone Googles 2022, you know what? We're going to give the people what they want and call it 2022 because that's the year we're in.
It's also 2022. So, you know.
But it's 2021 season.
Okay. Anyway, go back. You listen to Rebecca Black. So I don't know why we would listen to you.
In 2011, I listened to one song and now I'm the worst
singing
person.
It 20 minutes ago.
Okay, now hold on. I was not singing. I sang a song called Thursday, and her song is called Friday. Huge difference. And number two, that song has 158 million views on YouTube. So that means there's a 158 million other people who listen to it. Probably 90% of our listeners.
That's not how that works.
Or I listen to it 158 million times, also possible.
Closest with the truth.
More likely accurate. All right, let's do a quick breakdown of the wild card round in terms of what we saw from bold predictions in the Bengals Raiders game. No one correctly predicted had a bold prediction that hit the Bengals. Somebody said the Bengals would win by double digits. Was that Breach?
That was me. Came within three and they were up by double digits most of the game.
Could have easily happened. Wilson said Jamar Chase would have 250 receiving yards. That wasn't actually that. I mean, like he was eaten early.
What did he end up with? He ended up with 116, halfway there.
Yeah, and also the Bengals kind of tampered down their offensive approach, it felt like.
I think they were just spiting me.
Probably. I said Joe Burrow would have 400 passing yards. He had less passing yards than Derek Carr. Derek Carr had 310. Joe Burrow had 244.
But more than David Carr.
That's right. David Carr's bold prediction that Derek Carr would take the Raiders to the Super Bowl and proving he's the most valuable player in the history of the NFL did not come true.
Well, and you guys got hurt. because they went up 10 in the second half, and you kind of slow down the offense, start running a little bit more.
That's what I'm saying. Like they got.
Breach just wants to relive every moment of that game.
We want to go through every single play, I'm more than willing right now.
And then Evan McPherson,
Patriots Bills. Mac Jones would have more passing yards than Josh Allen. Josh Allen. Did you guys notice that Scott Hansen?
Yes. I was like, what? Why are you doing that?
What do you mean?
Scott Hansen, not you. Like, why
he's
is he
doing it? But we criticize him. He hasn't done it all season. He changed the way he says Josh Allen and challenge because we made fun of him. I think it's because we made fun of him.
I don't know what the word was, but I remember him over the course of the regular season saying something because I hadn't watched him prior to this. This is the first year I did that red zone as opposed to the other red zone.
This is the first year? I thought second year.
Last year I was in Sanford every weekend. That's what happened. I don't know what the word was. Maybe it wasn't Allen or challenge, but there's a word that he always said. It just stuck in my head and I would subconsciously repeat it. Interesting.
Challenge.
It was challenge.
This year too, though, right? No,
he got rid of it. He definitely changed the way he said it.
I have to go back and watch every red zone this year.
Okay, so just to be clear, you know that Josh Allen had more passing yards than Mac Jones, right?
What did I win?
I don't know. Debo gave Wilson the win on this for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Debo?
Josh Allen had 308. He went to 232. Wilson's peacocking over something he didn't get right.
Yeah, I think Debo put that there because you came the closest to getting yours right.
I don't even know. What was that?
No, because the first game was no one.
Also, you know what sucks, Wilson?
That Debo lied to me? Yes. What else?
If you'd gone with Josh Allen has 5 touchdowns in this game like you did last year, you would have gotten it.
Yeah, I know. Take that, Bill.
That you got laughed up off the internet for.
I know.
Yeah, people were tweeting at us. They're like, did Wilson go with five touchdowns this
That's
year?
That's hilarious.
That was last year.
Man, this is taking a
and
turn.
And then Debo did not put the rest of the predictions in the rundown from that game, but they were, Brinson, you had Patriots go full Urban Meyer with 250 pass, 250 rush. Close on the passing.
Not so close on the rushing.
And I had Mac Jones would finish with under 125 yards passing, and I missed by 107 yards. So I guess Wilson did get the closest.
I might technically give me the win here because the Patriots ended up like a sad sack after a loss, and somebody's probably out there groping in a bar. So I feel like they may have gone full Urban Meyer.
Oh, hey, yo. Yeah, Debo clearly bailing this in as he goes to do a better podcast. I get it.
Eagles, Bucks.
I thought I'd won that. Dang it.
Breach said that Jalen Hurts would have more passing yards than Tom Brady. Again, didn't happen, but Debo gave him the win in the rundown.
Well, you know what? On this one, I think I should get at least a half point because the Eagles actually finished with more pass yards than the Buccaneers. You know how sack yardage takes out. The Eagles finished with 244 pass yards, and the Buccaneers finished with 243.
This is not moral.
Actually, one more pass yard. You got to get a half point there.
Not moral bold predictions, just bold predictions.
Yeah, your bold prediction wasn't Eagles will have more net passing yards than Buccaneers.
That's what I meant, though. That's essentially what I meant. We all know what I meant. No, that's clearly what I meant.
Tell Rebecca
what were me and Wilson's bold predictions here?
Wilson's was that the Eagles would upset the Buccaneers. So he gets 0 points for that one.
Not even close. Negative points.
And Brinson's was 4 touchdowns from a guy who didn't even play. So
who was that?
Leonard Fournette. So I definitely win this one. We're giving me a point here.
If we're grading on boldness, that was the boldest one of the weekend.
I can't believe he was inactive. That was wild, man. 49ers, Cowboys. I had Debo rushing touchdown.
Finally, here we go. Now
Wilson had more rush yards for Debo than the Cowboys leader, which would have, that's a pretty bold prediction. Debo at 72.
And it happened.
Double check it, because Debo, who knows? He's just writing down random stuff.
No, but Wilson's prediction, in fact,
let me look at this really quick.
Wilson's prediction rushing yards. Was a two-parter that said Debo would have more rushing yards than the leading rusher and more receiving yards than the leading receiver. There was an and, not an or. So if we're not giving me the passing thing, he didn't get it. Wilson, we give the point to Brinson.
That's okay.
Is this not hosing you with the rundown? Like defense said.
I don't know
what's happening here. Who's hosing? Who's the producer that's hosing Wilson here? You or Diva?
He got Wilson's hopes up by writing his name down to everything.
Yeah. You are what?
Innocent, he says.
Okay, you're innocent.
Yeah. I'm gonna need you to turn your camera on and show us your screen.
Debo is 5 yards short of having more rushing yards than the entire Cowboys team, which may tell you something about how that game ended up playing out.
That would have been even more bold if
Debo outrushes the Cowboys.
So I went from first place to dead last place is what you're telling
me. You have not hit anything.
What it sounds like so far.
I'm the guy who has the winning lottery ticket, then smudges off the last number to reveal that I actually didn't win anything.
Robbie got for Christmas this little prank kit, and in it is it's like the gum that you grab a piece. It's all like obviously fake, but they actually put some fake lotto tickets in there. And we got my stepbrother Dan, or stepbrother-in-law Dan, who's British. We got him. I was like, "Hey, Dan." I was like, "Robbie, give this to Dan." And Dan's like, "Thank you, Robbie." And like, is like scratching. He's like he scratches one number off. He didn't know how lottery tickets worked, apparently. But eventually, we got him to scratch them off. We're like, "Dude, you won $5,000." And he's like, "I mean, you know, really, it's Christmas. I think you should have it."
Nice. He's
like, "Dan,
good British sensibility.
Ruining his prank here." All right, so I have one, and no one else has anything.
I get a half point, right?
I'll give you and Wilson a half point because you're not getting anything else. That means I won.
No, I'll give Wilson the half point for getting half of his Debo Samuel prediction right. So it's one to a half.
But 100% of what Debo wrote down.
Yeah, well, that's why Debo's ripping you off. He's getting your hopes up and then just dashing them when we see the actual predictions.
So
Steelers
Debo
and Chiefs.
Hold on, wait. I just want to be clear. Debo Debo'd me over the Debo bet.
Basically, that is exactly what happened.
Debo Inception.
On Friday, which is the name of the movie with Debo.
Finally.
All tied together.
Finally, it happened.
Steelers and Chiefs. No one had anything.
Well, this was an ugly one.
I mean, they couldn't get into field goal range for Chris Boswell.
Yeah, you had Boswell as the Steelers' leading scorer with 6 field goals. I had a Big Ben rushing touchdown, and Breach had the Steelers losing by 1 score less.
None That's ugly.
We're even close. Big Ben fell forward a couple times, but I don't think he had a rushing touchdown.
I don't know.
Cardinals at Rams, no one had it. 5 interceptions in this game.
Two bad ones.
4 sacks and an interception. What was yours? Who had the Jalen Ramsey?
I had the 4 sacks and an interception, or maybe I think 5 total, and Jalen Ramsey over between Jalen Ramsey and Von Miller. I think Debo again wrote
it down. They got 1 out of 4.
Yeah.
I said Matthew Stafford would have 5 passing touchdowns. I would argue that
two out of five. That's 40% of the way there.
I'm not asking for half a point or anything. I'm just saying that
Reach got a watch calculator for Christmas.
If the Cardinals had been remotely competitive, I think this actually might have hit. Because Stafford was 13-17 for 202.
Well, Wilson got 1 out of 4, so he got 25%. And me and Brinson both got 2 out of 5 because there was 2 interceptions.
We're not
predicted
giving
5
decimal.
I'm taking my decimal points. I don't care what you say. This is bold predictions. Yeah. You take points where you can get them.
All right. Breach finishes with points. Wilson finishes with 0.75. What are you calculating?
I have 0.9 and you have 1.4.
Okay. There we go. That is not bad for 6 games. That's 3 days. Let's get to divisional round bold predictions. The Breach Bowl, Bengals at Titans. Obviously, Breach, you get the honors here. Although I will say, I don't like the direction that you're taking here, Breach. I sense
he's hedging. He's just hedging.
That's I sense that he is sort of starting to root for the Titans, and I don't know why you're doing that.
He's reverse jinxing himself. He doesn't want to seem.
See, you guys, you don't understand. I'm not hedging. I'm not reverse jinxing. Here is my thought process on this game. The Bengals ended their 31-year playoff drought. Anything else after this is cherry on top of the Sunday.
They're playing with house money.
I absolutely want them to win. I absolutely want them to win. But if they lose, it won't be like if they would have lost last week. I would have been heartbroken if they lost this week.
That's 1 week. This isn't the Bad News Bears. This is one of the best football teams in the NFL. 3 wins
away from hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, and you're like, whatever.
Now let me finish out. And if they have to lose, and is this game, I'd be more than happy to see the Titans move on. That puts an AFC championship in the city I live in. I think the Titans are a really good team. I enjoy watching the Titans.
I don't get that sort of fandom. Like when my team loses to another team, I hate the team that won. I want them to lose immediately the next game.
That's usually how I feel, but not with the Titans.
You're a weird person.
You're a weird guy, Ace. All right. Now, what's funny is after this whole conversation, my bold prediction is that the Bengals upset the Titans and win by at least a touchdown.
Oh, you might as well throw in the... Oh God, that's the one that's going to screw you. No decimal points next week either, Breach.
You're not going to be like, well, they won by 3, so I get 0.4.
No, they win by 8, I win. I got everything over 7.
We know how one score works.
Wait, so you want 7 plus or 8?
No, I said win by at least a touchdown.
So 7 win by 7 plus points.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Gosh. I have a bold prediction. I don't even know if it's bold, but I'm going to go with it. Oh, I don't feel good about this one.
Uh-oh.
Joe Mixon, more rushing yards than Derrick Henry. Is that bold?
Yeah.
I think it is, right? First of all, how's Joe Mixon's ankle breach before I go too far?
I mean, how's Derrick Henry's leg?
I think it's bold because we don't know the status. We don't know what either guy's going to look like. Yeah.
How are we feeling about this game in particular, though? Like,
well, the eight,
Larry Ogunjobi was put on injured reserve. That's a big loss for the Bengals.
He wasn't their best defensive lineman, but you need depth there.
No, but I mean, he's just a big body on the interior, and you're talking about a team in Tennessee that wants to.
And there's also the Andy Reid-esque factor of 8 days off. Is that what it is? 8 days off. Vrabel's never lost.
Mike Vrabel off the. Mike Vrabel with some rest. Mike Vrabel with some rest.
8 days or more of rest. He is 8-0 his career with those wins coming by an average of 18.75 points. He is 4-0 both straight up and against the spread off a bye with those wins coming by an average of 20 points. And two of those were as an underdog. So it's not like he played the Jags four times.
He beat the Bills in the COVID year.
The Cowboys.
John Breach's bet. Hold my beer. Bengals by eight.
And the Bengals have never won a playoff game in franchise history on the road.
Well, that is bold. I'll give you that. We should give them double or nothing on that bold prediction.
They've never won one on the road?
Ever.
In the history of the franchise?
0-7 or 0-8?
0-7.
0-7.
This one makes me nervous as a quasi-Bengals fan.
Ooh, Prince is on the Bengals bandwagon.
But I will say that, you know, we saw them, the Titans curb stomp the Dolphins late in the year. They snuck by they were sneaking by teams.
I don't even know if any of that matters.
And the Bengals' last two playoff road losses have come against AFC South teams, Colts and the Texans.
Hmm. Oh, because they lost. Were they home against the Chargers when Phillip Rivers beat them?
Yes.
Yes. How good that makes them feel.
Oh, it makes them feel so happy. So warm and happy inside. I like the Bengals in this spot.
Is that your bold prediction?
Well, I can't take it because Breach already took it.
That's why I went first.
Hey, Breach, are you writing these down? Because I know
D-Bow. I am writing them down.
I'm ready.
I got to put them in the newsletter on Thursday, so I got to keep track of them.
My bold.
And so D-Bow doesn't screw you over with the.
What is that about?
Breach, what's your bold prediction?
My bold prediction is that T. Higgins catches two receiving touchdowns.
Wait, that's. Three is bold. Two is just like, okay, that was a good
one. T. Higgins catches two is pretty bold. I don't feel like anybody's predicting that.
I don't know if that's a full point. Is that a full point worth of boldness breach if he gets that?
I mean, if you don't think it is, then I think that we're on the fence here.
I mean, who caught two?
You reacted pretty quickly.
Two is not enough?
I will say that T. Higgins only had two touchdown catches in one game this year.
Two receiving touchdowns in a divisional round for the second best. Nada says he thinks it's bold.
All right, there you go.
I mean, can I go? I don't want to go like T. Higgins is Bengals' leading receiver. How about T.
Higgins has
two touchdowns.
What'd you say?
T. Higgins is the Bengals' leading receiver and has two receiving touchdowns.
I don't want to. If Breach thinks it's bold, then that's fine. Because if you double up, Breach won't give you any points for that. That's the kind of jerk he is.
I mean, three touchdowns is just asking.
I was going to say three is impossible, and then two felt like a too little. So I'll give you two. That's fine. Two it is.
If I hadn't said three out of the gate, I think you would have been fine with it.
Maybe, yeah.
But I said three and then went back.
Yeah, T. Higgins, two. Fair enough. How many do you have for the year, Breach? You have that in front of you?
T. Higgins, I had it in front of me. I think like five. I don't have it in front of me right this second.
That's fine.
He had one game with two. He had six and one game with two. And there is not – two doesn't happen.
Against Baltimore, he had 12 catches, 194 yards, and two touchdowns. Like, he had a crazy run there.
And that team has no secondary, so that probably had something to do with it. All right.
But to Wilson's point, two touchdown catches a game has happened three times this postseason already.
Yeah, did Tyler Higbee have two yesterday? Who had two yesterday?
Did Higbee? I don't think anyone did. He only threw two touchdown passes.
Maybe the week before he had two. Like in the
Dawson Knox.
Dawson Knox.
Yeah, I mean, that's bold.
Kendrick Bourne, which no one also would ever guess. And Byron Pringle.
Those are like 30-1 props if you bet those guys have two touchdowns.
If you're ranking them, T. Higgins is last and boldest in terms of that bet. But that's fine. T. Higgins, two touchdowns.
Behind Bourne, Knox. Yeah, that's fine with that. Let me see if they probably don't have these props up yet, but I'll look at it. No, they don't have them up. I mean, I would guess that if I mean, I would guess T. Higgins to score two touchdowns is probably 20-1 at least, right?
Yeah, I think. Okay. I don't know what it was for those other guys.
Oh, I mean, Knox.
On a team with Richard Tyler.
Boyd would have been like 50-1 to score two.
On a team with Tyler Boyd and Jamar Chase, certainly. It feels okay. Like T. Higgins is probably.
So are we decided. All going to back the Bengals here? Is that what's happening?
I don't know yet. I haven't turned in my picks yet because I have to think about it. I don't know.
The line in this game. Currently, well, we recorded this earlier, but it got the move from 2.5 to 3.5 scares the crap out of me. Like when it was 2.5, when it was 2.5, it's like, oh yeah, they want people to take the Titans, and now it jumps to 3.5, it's like, oh boy.
Well, Breach just read you the litany of reasons that Mike Vrabel doesn't lose when he has time off.
Yeah, I know.
I thought the line should open higher than that anyway. Wins over Wilson.
Yeah, I thought it would just be 3, and then.
I was thinking like 4.5, I think.
It's just the Bengals have been playing really well. Everyone was like jumping on this my Bengals bandwagon. And they're catching 3.5, you know, like an hour, like 4 hours from home, you know, in against a team in Tennessee that is not, people aren't exactly excited to back Tennessee.
Well,
you
no, it's ever. Let me just say, based on what I have seen and heard, that there's a good chance this crowd could be like 60-40
Bengals?
Titans. No, no, it'll be Titans, but it's not like the Titans are not going to have a huge home field advantage.
I've said this for years. No team totally does not match their city like Tennessee, Titans, and Nashville. Like Nashville is party town, and Tennessee always just feels, for good or bad, fair or not, just like a boring team.
Yeah, you have this weird thing of the Titans.
Are they exciting though? Like, are they exciting to watch?
I love watching them. I think they've got an exciting brand of football.
I'll say this to Wilson's point, and I don't like saying this, but I agree with Wilson. If you should swap the Bengals and the Titans, like the Bengals in Nashville would be, if they're like the Nashville Bengals, it'd be like Joe Burrow smoking cigars, yeah, going to Broadway, Ryan Tannehill's like at home, like eating a bowl of like spaghetti, yeah, chili, you know, like that.
The Tennessee, Bills, that fan base makes a ton of sense in Nashville.
Good God, can you imagine? No, I like the Bills.
No, the South, that's too far south for Buffalo.
I like the Bills on this like little concentrated island of like drunken, well,
craziness,
fireball shooting, table crashing maniac.
They're not jumping through fired up tables if it's above 40 degrees outside. They do it because it's 25, and that's how they keep warm.
Because the only thing you can do to stay warm is like fornicate and drink. And then,
I forgot about that one. If you do like a likability, you know, a sort of a one we're making up, likability rating for these teams that are left, I think the Titans are last in terms of fun watching, not good or bad or whatever, just. Likelihood. I'm not saying they're not going to win the football game, but in terms of excitement of watching, I think I don't even know who's second to last.
Well, all right, let me ask you this. So Dave Dameshek and I talked about this on his podcast on Monday before before obviously Arizona and the Rams. We decided that easily of the 9 remaining teams, that the worst possible Super Bowl, like NBC executives.
Wait, why'd you say 9?
Well, because it was before Rams.
Oh, Rams. Okay.
Titans Cardinals is an absolute, would have been an absolute nightmare scenario for NBC executives. So now I still think it's Tennessee because Cincinnati has Burrow, and then you got the Chiefs and Bills, either of whom would be very exciting because of the way that they play football. What is the worst possible matchup with Tennessee now on the NFC side? With the Cardinals.
It must be the 49ers, even though I don't think the 49ers are that bad.
I want to say the Rams, but the fact that they would be playing a home game might add, but maybe that means less national interest because the Rams are playing a home game. They're a team that just doesn't have, if you were on Twitter last night, it was easily the least talked about playoff game. Just people, Rams Cardinals wasn't sexy. I think Rams Titans would be the least attractive Super Bowl left.
I mean, it can't be Packers.
It's not Packers.
No, can't be Brady.
It can't be Brady and the Bucs. I mean, Brady's back for a second. So, I mean, the good news is like NBC's getting getting a great Super Bowl, more than likely.
I guess. I mean, we'll see if that's good news.
I mean, Rams Titans wouldn't be that bad.
I mean, CBS got a good Super Bowl in Rams Patriots, and they scored 4 points.
True, and it was like Bucs hosting the Chiefs, and it was a miserable Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, moving along.
Anyway. I love the Titans. I like the way they play. I like the fact they're good.
I think it might be Titans 49ers would be the.
That's what I think. I think the Rams thing.
49ers have a national following, though. People like watching them in the Super Bowl.
Have you seen Jimmy Garoppolo play consistently for 4 quarters? That would be a huge concern.
Not ever.
I think the Rams are just a little sexier than the 49ers.
And by the way, Breach, if the Rams are in the Super Bowl and they win that thing, guess who's going to the Hall of Fame, dum-dum?
Jim Breach.
He's already there. Matthew Stafford.
You know what, though? You know, highest rated Super Bowl of all time. I've mentioned this before.
What?
Bengals 49ers.
Who won that game?
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, up high. Oh, we missed. A little remix there for you. All right. Yeah. Speaking of 49ers at the Packers.
Oh, boy.
Rematch of the 2019 NFC Championship game. Also a rematch of a game that was played earlier this year, in which the Packers won, I believe it went on a late Mason Crosby field goal. Wilson, I don't know why you're listed first on the rundown, but you can take.
Can I run back my bet from last week?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Only this time, write it down properly, Breach. Debo has more rushing yards than he's not gonna have more than Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon.
Well, that's why it's bold.
That would be bold.
Combined or both? Well, I think you could do both and that would still be bold.
I mean, well, he almost outrushed the entire Cowboys team.
Yeah, outrushed Zeke, but that's because Mike McCarthy. I
mean, I'm saying, like, if you said Debo will have
more than Aaron, that's bold.
No. I don't know that more than Aaron Jones is bold because it's not. Yeah. We don't know how this is going to play out.
He's a wide receiver.
I know, but that's a fair point. But Aaron Jones, the thought process was that once we get to the playoffs, Aaron Jones would see his snap count revert back to where he's the sort of the alpha and the guy they use a ton. But then when they rolled out Patrick Taylor, their third string running back, against the Lions from almost, you know, as soon as they pulled the starters, A.J. Dillon was nowhere to be seen. Now I think most people believe that the Packers are going to still use Dillon and Aaron Jones as a combination in terms of rushers. So,
and the other problem is I don't know what Nick Bosa and Fred Warner are doing. Sounds like Fred's playing. I don't know what Nick's situation is. And
I would guess Nick's playing. I mean, it's concussion protocol. It's impossible to say.
All right.
If I'm banking on one family to clear concussion protocol, it would be the Bosa family. Or maybe the Gronkowski family followed by the Bosa.
God, this is tough. I'm also leaning towards Elijah Mitchell rushes for more yards than the Packers running backs, which is a little more, I can sell that to myself a little better. I don't know how bold that is. And also the wild card is Jimmy G throws three interceptions. I don't know if that's bold either.
I don't think Kyle will give him enough passing attempts to throw.
Well, they're down. You know, they got to throw the football.
Let me ask you this. Do you remember, can anyone correctly guess how many passes attempted and how many passes completed by James Garoppolo in the 2019 NFC Championship game?
Was that the one that was like 12 or something?
Well, I mean, that's...
We talked about it yesterday. That's why I...
Oh, we did. Did we talk about it yesterday?
You mentioned it. That's the only reason.
Preston's already forgotten.
I don't remember the game, but...
I don't remember what we talked about.
When 8 for 12 or something like that.
6 of 8.
Yeah, there you go.
For 77 yards. Sacked once.
All right, I'm going to Elijah Mitchell, leading rusher, over to combined rushing yards of the Packers running backs.
I like that. That's definitely bold. I mean, the Niners are 6-point dogs.
Wait, what is it? Elijah Mitchell what?
Rushes for more yards than the Packers.
More rushing yards than the Packers.
Packers running backs. So if Alan Lazard takes an end around for 50 yards, that doesn't count. Write that down, Breach.
Got it.
What are the rushing yards?
It's written down. It can't be changed.
Thank you. He wrote it in permanent pencil.
We're writing these down like 7 different ways because not as very good at his job. He's writing them down as well. You go back and think about the two games from 2019 and one of them. And I mean, I don't know how, do we think 2019 informs this at all? No.
They didn't even have Debo on that team. I don't think, or was he? No, they didn't have Debo on that team. So it's a different group of wide receivers.
The defense was a lot better for the 49ers. Yeah. Defense was like top 5 in the
league. I mean, Richard Sherman was on that defense, I believe, right?
Yeah.
All right, who's next?
Brandon or me?
Reach you.
All right. This prediction is very detailed. Get ready. My bold prediction is that the amount of touchdown passes that Aaron Rodgers throws in this game will also be the amount of points that the Packers win by.
Whoa.
Wait, what
if
now?
If Rodgers throws three touchdowns, is
this like a Wordle trick or something?
Rodgers throws three touchdowns, the Packers are going to win by 3 points.
So
that's a terrible one.
How is that not the boldest prediction?
No. It's very unbreach-like. Yeah. It is like hard to land. Like you're landing on a tiny little landing.
Rodgers' touchdown pass total will be the winning margin total.
This you can peacock if this one hits. Unless
yeah, absolutely.
Are we missing something here?
Yeah, what like so what if he score if he throws 21 touchdowns, they're only gonna win by 21 points?
Well, that's
when Niners keep up, it's a shootout. He's not throwing 21 touchdowns.
Fair enough.
What is your targeted number here? 3-4?
I think 3. I mean, I have in my prediction, I have the 49ers winning by 3.
Well, this is coming out after your predictions.
But I do think
it's Thursday right now, Breach.
I think it's going to be a close game. So I think 3 is going to be the target, but I think 2 or 4 would also work.
Yeah, I was like trying to overthink. Okay, so Rodgers.
Good Lord, that
passed,
is
low. What passed TDs or total TDs?
Yeah, I feel like total TDs.
Oh, he's changing. I see.
Okay, fine. TD passes.
I mean, this is an impossible. It's like, I mean if Rodgers throws 2 and runs for 1 and they win by 3, you're going to be real mad.
I'm going to take total.
Okay.
I'll even grant you that because if this hits, you should seriously buy a lot of tickets.
How did you get to this?
Like, what? Oh, I know how. He dropped some acid and sat around and stared at the wall for 4 hours.
Wilson, don't give away my secrets.
That actually checks out. All right, I'm just going to take the low-hanging fruit here.
The Packers
win outright.
What is this, 4.5?
6. It's up to 6 now.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, it definitely qualifies.
That is bold because I just don't trust Jimmy. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't trust Jimmy either. And actually, I think in fairness to Jimmy, I don't believe that Jimmy's struggles have necessarily been a result of Jimmy being terrible. Like Jimmy struggles last week. I think it's a result of the passes he floated. There's one where somebody said that Ayuk should have not the bad interception, but the one where it's overthrown over him is like Ayuk should have kept running. It wasn't Jimmy's fault. I sort of think that like the Kittle throw down low and then the one he sailed for the interception might have to do with his thumb being screwed up. Like if you have a fracture in your hand, I mean your face.
Oh yeah, the Ayuk throw. Fox did that game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Troy Aikman made the point. Whoever, I think it was Troy, whoever the play-by-play guy was.
No. That was,
it was Romo.
Yeah, duh.
Jeez. Yeah, I knew it was a quarterback. Romo made the point that Ayuk should have gone more of an angle, not so flat on the thing. And that's fair enough. The only issue I had with the Jimmy G imploding was that interception, which was just a god-awful throw. Like,
what I'm saying is Jimmy G's, he's rolling out to his right, and he's trying to throw this like kind of floaty touch pass.
And he missed the dude by 20 yards.
Oh, no. Look, don't get me wrong. It's a horrible pass. But I just wonder if it wasn't like – I wonder if it was less about Jimmy G being a terrible quarterback and more about this
– I don't think Jimmy G is terrible, but I think the issue is thumb or otherwise. He has one or two plays a game where you go, oh, my God, he's going to cost us the game for
– But then the scary part is that if he plays mistake-free football, the 49ers are so good, right, they can literally beat anyone. And so, you know, if he doesn't throw the interception, he doesn't airmail the Ayuk pass, 49ers probably win by 2 touchdowns. So
correct.
It's crazy.
Or they're winning by at least 14 Aaron Rodgers touchdown passes.
That too.
If you had to guess who is, I mean, I guess this kind of gives it away, but
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Who do you think has a higher DVOA rating in this game?
I mean, it can't be Jimmy G over Aaron Rodgers.
No, by team.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco is so good on defense and the running game is so good. They're higher. Packers defense.
5th on offense, 7th on defense. Green Bay, 2nd on offense. 20.
Yeah, that's interesting because like the 49ers defense is going in this game banged up and the Packers are getting everyone back. Jair Alexander, Zadarius Smith. Well, yeah, right. Okay, right. Correct. But their defense
wasn't lighting on fire when everyone's healthy in Green Bay either.
They're 28th against the run.
They stink.
It'll be interesting.
I mean, I think that I would posit that this was the worst possible outcome for the Packers in terms of the draw. Like, I think
would they rather play the Bucs.
No, they wouldn't play the Bucs.
I thought you meant just
also the two seed.
You just mean the available teams.
I think they would rather play the Rams or Cardinals than the 49ers.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about you saying that, Brenton, is I think that the top two seeds in the NFC both got their worst possible draws.
I think if
the Packers had their choice out of the teams left, they would have picked the 49ers last. And if the Buccaneers had the choice out of the teams left, they would have picked the Rams last.
Hey, check this out. I mean, we didn't do this for the site. I should have done it. But I did like an FFPC team, which is you pick one player, you have 12 players. You can't pick more than one player from each team. So you have to like, it's hear me out. It's game theory. But you have to, you have to fill out.
Hold on.
You have to fill out a bracket and think, okay, who's going to advance the furthest? Look at this, your boy's bracket right here.
I can't read it. Tell us what it says.
Nail, did I see the Chargers in there? Are you drunk?
No, no, I had Green Bay against San Francisco, Rams at Tampa Bay, KC Buffalo, and Tennessee Cincinnati.
Wait, when was that?
5 minutes ago, you wrote that down?
No, just before the postseason started. Oh. I nailed the divisional round exactly. Then I have...
Should I one-up Brinson here? I'm posting something in Twitter. This is my divisional round prediction from...
You're posting something in Twitter?
From Slack. From the preseason... My preseason prediction for the divisional round was that the Rams would play the Buccaneers and the Packers would play the 49ers, which have both happened.
Interesting. That was not what I expected to have thrown in my face, but I suppose I'll have to live with being one-upped occasionally. Of course.
But, Brinson, that is impressive because on your end, because, I mean, it's like it's not.
Now, what you might not have seen.
Who's in your Super Bowl? That's what I want to know.
San Francisco, Carolina.
That's Cincinnati.
49ers, Bengals, baby.
What?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, that's what I did on the HQ thing. I was like, that's right. At one point, Akeem said, he goes, is this, I was like, the Bengals are going to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. He was like, is this a tell me you've been kidnapped without telling me you're kidnapped type of thing? I was like, yes, it is.
Does this tell me Breach has brainwashed you without telling me Breach has brainwashed you?
Right, he is a Browns fan, worth noting.
That's true. Okay, let's take a break. When we come back.
Did you make your bowl prediction for San Francisco? Oh, you did. They're going to win. Okay.
49ers win the game.
Gotcha. All right, let's go.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Rams at Bucks, Bills at Chiefs.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go! It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Rams. Did I hear a baby in the background?
Did you hear the baby? That was loud. You heard the baby.
Is the baby down there with you?
No, the baby's not down here with me.
Okay.
She's watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. When Mickey shows up on the hill at the beginning, he's pretty
excited. Go time.
Toodles!
I have not watched Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in
God, me either.
Mickey Mouse, 8 or 9 years.
When you're watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse as a fairly new parent, like the first time your kid's really getting into like TV, you think you're going to go insane.
That's why Breach was dropping acid, making those crazy predictions.
Imagine I was watching Mickey acid. Mouse Clubhouse when I made these picks.
On acid. Breach's Tuesday. Let's see. We recorded this early. Breach's early week acid session with Mickey Mouse. In it.
That's the only way you can make it through the show.
Is Annabelle's
18 months.
Yeah, she's 20 months. 21.
That's right. Because she was born in the heat of the pandemic.
April 2020.
That's right. Pandemic, baby.
Then pandemic.
Pandemic. I don't think we've seen the full fallout. It'll happen eventually, but a lot of babies, a lot of divorces is my guess.
are you foreshadowing the Brinson house?
We're all still intact, so that's good.
Excuse me. A lot of babies, a lot of divorces, and a couple murders. There we go. Now I'm foreshadowing the Brinson household.
That is going to be creepy when it shows up on Twitter after your wife mows you down in the driveway.
Hey, buddy, if I die.
And we cut this clip and share it.
No, believe me, there is a lot. When the forensic detectives start digging around, they're gonna pin it on her pretty quickly. Trust me.
Yeah, because she will be on the news saying, "Yeah, I shot him."
She'll be like,
"You want to find his body?
He bet
Good luck.
He bet 90 grand on the Chargers in Week 18. What was I supposed to do?
Did I do that?
All right, what are we doing?
Rams at Buccaneers.
Oh boy, yeah boy.
All right, I'm gonna go first.
Go ahead, because I don't know.
Because I think this will count.
No one's going to steal Leonard Fournette 4 touchdowns if you want to wait on that.
Just run it again. Run it back.
I mean, it's not that crazy if Leonard Fournette comes back. I'm going to say that the Rams are going to win the game outright.
All right. What's the spread? Three.
I picked the Rams too. My picks are already out. I agree with Brenton.
Is that bold enough, Breach?
I mean, if you're picking the underdog.
Tom Brady losing a playoff game to Matthew Stafford feels like.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, there we go.
Matthew Stafford was enough to convince Wilson.
That was.
Matthew Stafford has to do something, though. He can't have like 8 interceptions and they still backdoor win, and that you get it. So you need to have.
Okay.
He has to at least be.
Matthew Stafford has.
It can be just slightly above replacement level. He can't go out there and lay a turd.
I will say that this game looks like it may move. There is no way they move it to 2.5, right? It's Rams are +3. -115.
I think it did open at 2.5.
Really? Maybe that's what the move is.
Why?
Because the Rams are going to win the game.
All right. Do you have any Matthew Stafford?
Do any
Matthew Stafford kicker? Just has to be like
that's fine. That's fine.
Normal, not crazy.
It's a 3-point spread. Trying to think.
Like 220. As many touchdowns as interceptions. Like, I'm fine with that. But he can't go out there and throw no touchdowns and 3 picks and they win and you win this bet.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I'll just say Matthew Stafford just plays a clean game. No interceptions.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that.
Interception-free Matthew Stafford game, Rams win.
Okay. All right. Breach, you want to go or you want me to go?
By the way, I think that this game largely hinges on the health of 3 people.
Stafford, Whitworth, and who else?
That's 4 people, sorry. Andrew Whitworth.
Yep.
Tristan Wirfs.
Ooh.
And Ryan Jensen, who we would assume all are healthy because Whitworth came back on Monday night, right?
He came back. Ryan Jensen came back. And
Tristan Wirfs came back for some ungodly reason. He was limping around.
25 seconds, got beaten, and came off again.
I don't know. He's just like dragging his leg down the field. If for any reason the Bucs are – as Breach pointed out before the break, you know, the 49ers are a bad matchup for the Packers. The Rams are a bad matchup for the Bucs anyway, but they're a really bad matchup if the Buccaneers, if Ryan Jensen is hurt, I think the Rams could romp in this game because you're Aaron Donald is just going to be cut loose on, you know, I don't even know what they would, like, I'm trying to think who their backup center is, but.
Ndamukong Suh.
If you're down 2 linemen, you're trying to block Aaron Donald and Von Miller, and Von Miller has gotten better every week in that defense. And Brady's trying to get off
Raheem Morris revenge game.
Well, Brady's trying to get off his hot route passes to Mike Evans, who's covered by Jalen Ramsey.
It's really a bad matchup for the Bucs.
And then on top of that, the one on the flip side, you're thinking, maybe Todd Bowles will come up with something. Well, the one guy Todd Bowles can't figure out, Sean McVay. McVay's faced him twice, once in each of the past 2 seasons, and the Rams are averaging over 30 points per game against Todd Bowles' defense in these past 2 years. So,
shut up, Breach.
I'm just saying that it's a bad matchup.
So you know here, it looks like Robert Hainsey, the rookie out of Notre Dame, who played guard and tackle at Notre Dame, I believe, is the backup center. He had a grand total of 31 snaps this season.
They could also, in theory, play Ali Marpet at center if they're really desperate. He's played center for them before. I don't think he snapped to Tom Brady at all. But just
you got to move around. The talking point usually is you don't want to make 2 positions worse. No,
I don't think they want to do that. But just throwing it out there.
My bold prediction is that Bruce Arians slaps Andrew Adams in the head twice in this game as opposed to just once. I thought it was sort of funny, but I guess.
People are so soft in 2021.
The NFL frowns upon coaches hitting players.
He didn't hit him that hard, and he's like an old man limping around. I felt like he was a guy that grocery store.
I thought it was like a happy slap.
I did too, but I guess Adams was on the pile pulling people off.
Adams was like, he was getting involved in a fight, and he thought he was going to draw a 15-yard penalty. And he's right. like, get the hell out of there. What are you doing? Ah, come on.
Yeah, he's an old guy at the
grocery
store.
He's wearing a helmet. Bruce Arians has got a bare-ass old hand. I mean,
he's 70 years old.
I mean, I bet he still hits hard, though.
Yeah. Ay-yi-yi. I feel like I need to. Okay, here it is. Here it is, Breach. Odell Beckham has more receiving yards than Mike Evans. Is that bold?
Odell has more?
Yeah, because Odell hasn't done anything till last week, like the other day. That was his first time really.
Yeah, Monday night, he looked like OBJ.
Right.
Is that bold? Is that bold enough? Give us a ruling in the chat. Is that bold enough? Or you can give us a ruling on air if you want.
He's producing the podcast with Debo.
It's bold enough. All right.
Odell has more receiving yards than Mike Evans.
Okay.
And more touchdown passes, should have come down to it.
That was a pretty good throw to Cam Akers in the game.
And
it's a great throw.
Bold prediction is that these two teams combine to break the NFC divisional round record for most total yards by both teams.
Breach is trying to go 0-4 in the divisional round with these.
Breach is either that acid is kicking in really good or Breach, you're going to need to give us the number.
This is a surprisingly low number. The number is 762.
Nothing.
But it has held up for 23 years. It was set in 1999. So
that's a lot of yards.
I think but when these two teams met in week 3 of this season, they totaled 853. But again, it's January. They know each other a little bit better now. 762 is a record and was set by the Rams of all teams. Greatest show on turf.
Yeah. Against the Eagles?
Vikings.
Vikings. Divisional round. Not NFC.
No, yeah, not the playoff record, just the divisional round record. NFC divisional round record.
Well, I also think that, you know, when you look at these teams, they are both stronger against the run than they are against the pass. Now, Jalen Ramsey, obviously an elite cornerback, and we'll see if the Rams get their safeties back. They play great against Kyler, don't get me wrong. But
imagine rolling a guy out there that hadn't played in 2 years, been playing pickup basketball, and you play the way you do as a Cardinals offense.
I'm just saying, both these teams have this is a good prediction by Breach, because it's a very the way he framed it, break the all-time record that's held up for 23 years. It's a lower number than you would think. Yeah. Both teams have good offensive lines, tons of weapons in the pass game, even with, you know, Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown missing. You got Gronk and Mike Evans, obviously. And Evans, you know, Evans, Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey hasn't shadowed people either. So that'll be interesting to see how they move Evans around to get him off of Ramsey. You know, is Ramsey going to be, you know, doing work against Tyler Johnson? Because that's, you know, and that's that matchup between Byron Leftwich and Raheem Morris is a very interesting matchup. Particularly, you figure both guys are head coaching candidates. Raheem Morris on Tuesday, Peter Schrager of NFL Media reported, will interview with the Vikings. That's his first interview. I think Raheem Morris is a good second attempt head coach hire.
Yeah, I mean, if you're giving Josh McDaniels another job, this guy got hired when he was 22 years old,
He was in his 30s when he coached the Bucs. Yeah. He was younger than most of the players on the Bucs, I think, and they had a really young team. That group partied like crazy. Tampa's not exactly a tame city, if you know what I'm saying. And he stuck with Josh Johnson. Josh Freeman.
I was gonna say Josh Johnson's actually somehow still around playing pretty well. All right, I got a good one for the next game. I'm going first, okay?
Okay, Bills at Chiefs.
He's gonna steal mine, I can already tell.
Sunday night.
You're just so specific.
Sunday night, CBS spectacular. I mean, what a draw. Our bosses and we should all be getting raises because we're making so much money off of 49ers, Cowboys, and Bills, Chiefs. Right, guys? Right? Am I right? Raises?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Turn down the raise.
I don't want to come for me first.
I'll take the raises.
So here it is. And I think this is bold enough.
Josh Allen throws 6 passing touchdowns.
Not far off. 9 total touchdowns between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. So total pass and run. 9.
They had more than that last week combined.
Yeah, but they were playing the Steelers and the Patriots who didn't show up. 9 isn't bold.
I mean, they had 10 total last week.
Breach, is 9 bold for this game, this matchup?
I feel like against each other, it feels bold. They're playing two 9 bad teams. Touchdowns?
Why don't you, you should say, what's the Breach? What's the AFC record for most points scored in a divisional round?
Oh my God, I would have to look it up.
How did you find the yardage record for
NFC? He wrote it in his newsletter and he just double dipping.
So let me look it up in my playoff.
Wait, what? No, I have the NFL sends out the postseason media guide, and if you guys would read it, you would know these records.
I can't imagine.
We want most points for both teams.
Imagine most points scored in an AFC
divisional game.
Not as weighing in and says, yeah. I mean,
you know what the record is? You know what the record is?
What?
Ryan should know.
Well, it's against the Steelers.
What was it? Come on.
What game? Oh, last year, the Browns game?
Jacksonville.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Round game was the wild card round.
For the 2017 game?
Yeah, the AFC divisional record is 87 points. Jacksonville beat Pittsburgh 45-42. Wow.
Pittsburgh, by the way, has given up at least 41 points in their last three playoff games.
Given up at
not
least
great.
35 not in their last four.
Yeah, I know.
The over-under here started at 54, has climbed up to 55 and a half.
If Wilson, that would be super bold to say they're both going. I mean, 9 touchdowns put you at 63.
I feel like 9 is a lot for these any two quarterbacks, but even the two best quarterbacks on planet Earth.
There's a pass.
63. You're
there's
always 24
a path
points
to 9
away.
Touchdowns. I'm sticking with 9.
You need 24 more points.
You know, I'm going to say it's bold because the Bills defense has given up the fewest points. That's pretty
bold. I was like, what?
The Bills defense has given up the fewest points in the NFL this year.
Make it work for it, folks.
So we're clear. Total touchdowns. So Josh Allen runs for one. Patrick Mahomes runs for one. That counts.
10 total touchdowns.
9.
I understand your prediction.
I think we need 10.
Does Brenton?
Well, you can do 10 on your other podcast.
No. They went for 10 last week. I'm not letting you get away with 9.
It's my bold prediction. Breach says it's fine.
Nada said he thought 10 would be enough.
Nada's leaving in 15 minutes. We'll never see him again.
9's acceptable, but 10's better.
Yeah, let's do 20. Why stop there? I'll do it 9.
Because no one's ever gotten 20. Now you're just being ridiculous.
Last year when these two teams matched up, you said Allen would have 6, and now you're like, 9's enough.
And the hate mail that I got encourages me to stay low on this.
All right, you know what? Here, you know what I'm going to do to decide if this is acceptable? I'm going to go back, and I'm going to look at their meeting from earlier this year, and I'm going to see how many total touchdowns there were from the two guys.
Okay, fair enough. I'm willing to.
There were 6. They combined for 6.
I mean, I think less than 5 would be even bolder than more than.
Fair enough, but I'll go with 9.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on that.
Over what happened.
I would
like a rushing touchdown take that hurts Wilson's prediction. It hurts.
No, I just said rushing touchdowns.
No, I'm talking about like if Devin Singletary or
and that's true. The Bills have been giving Devin Singletary a lot more carries in the red zone down by the goal line.
And Josh Allen didn't score last week because I think that was one of my bold predictions. Or I said somewhere that I think on the HQ show, he was
the first touchdown scorer against the Chiefs back way back earlier.
There you go. And they only got to 6 combined. So I think 9 is perfect. It was a perfect phone call. All right, what do you got?
Me next or you next, Brenton?
You're ahead, Breach.
All right, well, I'm going to do a Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes prediction also. Guess those are the big names. That's what we got to do.
You're going to do 10 total touchdowns?
I'm going to say 10 total. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to price is right you and go one higher.
9.5 or more.
Breach, if your price is right and go higher, you lose. You just lost in Showcase Showdown.
I am going to go. My bold prediction is that Josh Allen finishes with twice. Josh Allen's total touchdowns will be twice as many as Patrick Mahomes' passing touchdowns.
Wow.
Okay. A lot of moving parts there, but that's good.
It's a classic Breach bold prediction. So many moving parts, you're like, whoa. It's like shocks you into thinking it's insanely. He's like, that's right. Aaron Rodgers.
Wait, so him predicting 9 is bold, and me saying that Josh Allen will have twice as many total touchdowns
you
as
have
Mahomes
four
has
parts
passing
to your,
touchdowns?
4 parts to your answer is the problem. So we have to think about what you're saying.
Yeah. You're like the.
You're a magician. Oh, yeah, or a car salesman.
Right hand look here, and then
yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's you're exactly the high low king.
Yeah,
you're like
what's
Joe
the capital
Boyce
of Bangkok.
Yeah, you're like.
I always get it wrong. Capital Thailand.
Capital. Oh you do some,
at
capital
least you got it right when you did it to me,
yeah,
Wilson.
True
that's
that.
All that
true that.
What's your kind of how do you see this game playing out?
I see.
He's based on that bold prediction.
I see Allen finishing with 4 total touchdowns and Mahomes finishing with 2. And I mean, 3-1 would also work. I just think.
But I'm saying, like, what's the? Is this like? Do you think it's a Bills blowout, or do you just think Josh Allen?
No, I have my predicted final score was 34-27 Bills. So that's the Chiefs get 3 touchdowns and 2 field goals, and Mahomes only provides 2 of the 3 touchdowns.
Are you not accounting for Andy Reid off the bye though?
But he's not off the bye. So
I'm making a Steelers joke there.
Up high, down hard.
Yeah, that's bold. I'll give you that.
I'm taking it. He already said it was bold, Brenton. I don't need your opinion.
No, I'm trying to decide what my bold prediction for this game is going to be.
Thinking about that, here's a fun fact from our NFL and CBS Twitter account. Jimmy Garoppolo has the second best road winning percentage in the playoffs
Patrick Mahomes only higher.
All right, nope. Including the postseason. Yes, Patrick Mahomes. Is the only guy higher. It's regular season and postseason for anyone who has 25 or more starts on the road.
All right, here is my bold prediction. Devin Singletary rushes for 150 yards and two touchdowns.
Good Lord, that's bold. Here's the good news. I accept that bold prediction. Debo screwed me because I thought I was in first place after round one of the bold predictions. I'm now in last place. I think round two, I'm going to make up a lot of ground because your guys' predictions are so incredibly bold that I feel good about my chance.
Two of mine are just underdog wins.
Maybe more breach. This last Devin Singletary one's pretty crazy, though.
Well, if you up it to 170,
why?
That would be the fourth highest divisional round total.
And it would guarantee you lose.
I'm reference 199. I don't think you want to go that
high. What a Bengals fan. Yeah, you'll be in the top five. If you
take this. Oh, we missed!
150 and two is insane. I think that's extremely bold for Devin Singletary.
Devin Singletary has been awesome the last few weeks.
How many times has he rushed for 150 once this year? I feel like
not his career. I mean,
God. Right.
Let's see.
All right. I feel good. I'm making up ground this week on you chumps.
I mean, we need to keep the total. Oh, that's Breach's decimal system. We're going to have to remember Devo too.
It's no decimal. So it's 1-0-0 or 1-1-0. What's the first round?
1-0-0.
We don't get the half point.
No, that's stupid.
I'm keeping the decimal system going. Sorry.
Well, you can do that privately. You can
pack your decimal system.
And then round it up to whole numbers when you tell us out loud. So 1-0-0. Okay.
Brinson's prediction, 150 rushing yards and two touchdowns.
Devin Singletary.
That has happened five times over the past 10 years. About once every 2 years.
How many 150s does he have this year?
His career high is 110.
boy.
And he did it on January 2nd. 2022 against the Falcons, 23 carries, 110 yards, two touchdowns.
That's a win for Wilson. Win for Wilson. Love it.
I mean, if you look at his career high, they have just the logic here is I think Buffalo is going to win, and mainly because the Bills defense is substantially better than the Chiefs defense. Even
I don't know if they're substantially better.
I think they are.
Sometimes they just don't show up, and sometimes they play like they did last week when Micah Hyde made that crazy interception, but. I don't know, man. Like some of those games, you're like, what are you doing? They were angry after they got run down in that Patriots game, the Jacksonville game, the Steelers game in week one. Week one doesn't really matter.
Well, but you can run on the Bills, but the Chiefs are not exactly a great running team. Now their screen game is good and all that. I understand, but
I don't even know if they need Clyde Edwards-Helaire back. I mean, Damian Williams. I don't know
if you need Daryl Williams back.
Or Daryl, I can always get them confused.
I mean, Jared McKinnon was awesome against the Steelers.
Just right. Get the cash. I don't know. I don't know. A lot of these games I haven't decided.
Maybe you should have predicted Eli Mitchell to get 150 yards and two touchdowns because two of the last four times that's happened has been a 49ers player against the Packers.
Raheem Mostert.
Mostert did it, and Kaepernick did it in January 2013.
I didn't have Eli Mitchell, but I had Elijah Mitchell getting more rush yards.
Jimmy Garoppolo will have more rushing yards than...
Ryan, you go by your middle name. Like, how are you one to talk?
Good point. That's a great point.
Yes. What is your
all right? Are we done here? That's a very important.
Oh, we're almost done here. I have one more bold prediction.
Oh no! What is this one?
A bonus bold prediction is that he wins the bold predictions by 10 points.
No. My bold prediction is that all four underdogs win outright.
I like that.
In the divisional round. Bills, plus 110, Bengals plus 155, Rams plus 130, 49ers plus 195. That pays out 35-1. I may have
put some money down on that bad boy.
Yeah, I may have.
Wait, that's the money line on all those?
That's the money line, yeah. 35. I mean, it's actually not like. I mean, it's obviously bold because it would be four underdogs winning outright. But just the way that these teams kind of the one I think I'm the most worried about, honestly, probably the 49ers because the Packers are so good. But I feel pretty good about Bills Rams. The one I'm worried about is the Bengals and the 49ers. How would you rank the for you guys? How would you rank the like most to least like If you're picking, if you're picking the upsets, who do you think is the most likely to win, underdog and least likely?
I think least likely. Oh boy, I think the 49ers are least likely to beat the Packers.
Okay, that's point spread.
But these are all close, and most likely to win. Oh my god! I mean, it could be the Bengals, could be the Bills, could be the Rams. I think I'm going to go Bengals most likely, then Bills, then Rams.
Oh, I mean, Bills is probably the answer because it's the shortest spread, but it's also you're fading Patrick Mahomes.
I just remember the first month and a half of the season, I was crapping all over the Chiefs, and you're like, well, just wait and see what happens. And they are in full-on Chiefs mode now, so I'm a little concerned about that. The Bills are playing great. Don't get me wrong, but I just think the Andy Reid ain't messing around no more.
By the way, I have the Bills.
I picked the Bills, Rams, and Bengals, so I like your prediction. I didn't pick the 49ers, but I easily could see them winning. They play big at big times, and they have the perfect offense to play in cold weather, so I don't think the fact that it's 15 degrees.
Shanahan kind of dominates his former assistants.
Right.
Packers got him earlier this year, but you know, generally speaking, he's played well against them.
I don't know which one I'd be the most worried about. I mean, I feel like the Bengals-Titans game is a toss-up. Just because there's so many questions, you know, like Derrick Henry, the Bengals defensive line, there's just so many things you don't know.
I mean, Bills Chiefs is literally a toss up.
You can't ever feel comfortable betting against Tom Brady, though. I think that's probably the biggest one. Even though sure. I think we said it, we talked about how it's a bad matchup for the Buccaneers, and it is, but just like Tom Brady, 35 playoff wins, Matthew Stafford, one playoff win. Sure. You know.
All right, I got one thing. Go ahead. Before we go, I got one thing to add.
Okay, I was just going to say that it's kind of interesting if the Bills were to win the Super Bowl. I mean, we'll see who they have to go through on the NFC side, but if their path is Pats, Chiefs, and then Tom Brady, talk about exercising some demons for the city. Like Buffalo will burn to the ground in celebration. Like, can you imagine? Oh, that's another good question too. Like, who of the remaining eight teams, who would have? I think the answer is Buffalo. Who would have the biggest, like the craziest, most bat bleep insane, Super Bowl parade? It would definitely be the Bills, right?
Right. The Bengals fans are
Bengals would be
they
weird.
Wouldn't burn down the city, but it would get pretty crazy. Right. I think
it could be crispy for
they're
sure.
They're as aggrieved, but they'll all be like moving slowly from all that skyline chili they were chugging.
Well, I mean, and it's interesting because you have eight teams left, and rarely do you get this far, and they're still. Three of those eight teams have never won a Super Bowl. You have the Bills, the Bengals, and I mean, Nashville would get insane if the Titans won it.
Wait, the Bengals never won a Super Bowl?
Why would you bring that up?
You just brought it up.
Oh, up high, down hard.
So I would have to think if any one of those three teams won one, it would be nuts.
Yeah.
Although they're all east of the Mississippi, so they're off the flat to Los Angeles. Super Bowl's far away for all three of those teams.
Well, they have televisions. They can celebrate at home.
Well, I'm talking about like fans getting there and trying to get a home field advantage. I mean, like Bills fans will travel.
Bills and Bengals are showing up. I think Titans fans would be a little meh. I mean, I just don't think I can't see like SoFi Stadium packed to the gills with Tennessee Titans fans.
Are there 70,000 Titan fans in the U.S.?
That's close. I'll let you know on Saturday
when you're there
after I get a head count.
Breach can wear half one of those jerseys, half tight,
half Bengals, half Tannehill, half Burrow, half McPherson, half Block.
There it is. All right, hey, before we go, I got a quick question. I just found it.
Oh God,
Nada, you have to answer this. This is awesome.
Nada, I don't know if you probably obviously you haven't seen the. I'm assuming you haven't heard the podcast from Monday night, but what was the Would You Rather? It was Would You Rather?
I think hot a shot water, of foot juice. Sweat.
Yeah, we'll do that. Don't worry about it. We can get out here. Here it is. On a first date, you have to wear a t-shirt that says, I'm with stupid, or a t-shirt that asks, who cut the cheese? Very first date. So what are you doing? You have to do one or the other. Breach, what are you doing?
I'm going with who cut the cheese.
And it's like your high school crush, whoever you loved the most growing up. You finally get a date with this person.
I'm going who cut the cheese, but I'm explaining that I'm a chef and I work with cheese.
That's pretty good.
Or you're the who's the commercial that's like it's a Chase commercial or something, but it's like the people who run the cheese shop and they're like, our favorite thing is, you know, our passion is customers.
You can't wear I'm with stupid because there's no explanation for I'm with stupid.
If you're I'm with stupid, you're insulting your date.
Right. But you're also saying that you just,
Or you wear it and like, oh, my ex-wife bought this for me, but I'm on a date with you now, so we're good.
Breach is 19 years old, his high school crush, and he's talking about his ex-wife.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I would be so stupid to wear the I'm a stupid shirt.
Okay, Nada, I'm a stupid, or who cut the cheese?
It's easily who cut the cheese. There's no winning with I'm a stupid. There's no.
Yeah, I don't think there's no coming back.
The first day you show up, you're like, hey, are you ready for some? You ready to eat some dinner? And you sit down in I'm a stupid T-shirt.
All right, so we'll revisit that whenever we have another podcast.
All right, good time. I like that these are coming out. Slow trickle of would you rather's from Wilson.
One a day.
We'll keep your sanity away. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. For Breach and Wilson, I'm Brenton. We'll see you guys later.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.